Friday, 13th week, Ordinary Time 2, Reading 1, Amos 8, 4 through 6, 9 through 12. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath, that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the containers for measuring, add to the weights, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly man for silver, and the poor man for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun set at midday and cover the earth with darkness in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and your songs into lamentations. I will cover the loins of all with sackcloth and make every head bald. I will make them mourn as for an only son and bring their day to a bitter end. Yes, days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send famine upon the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. Then shall they wander from sea to sea and rove from the north to the east in search of the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him while he was at table in his house. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" Theme: I desire mercy, not the sacrifice. Many faithful think that religion is confined only in their participation on the Mass every weekend in the church. When they go out of the church, they return to their secular life. They must fight to earn their living without a concern for others. They don't know that there is a connection between the Mass they celebrated in the church and the life they live outside with people. They must find opportunities to practice what God taught them in the church, such as to bring the good news to all people and to serve all those who are needing of their care. Today's readings emphasize that people must replace their superficial worship with a sincere repentance. In the first reading, the prophet Amos accused the Israelites of their superficial worship of God. Though they kept the law of the Sabbath, but inside their mind, they only wanted for that day to be over soon so that they can keep making money by mistreating the poor. The prophet Amos reminded them that they must thirst for God's word and a righteous life, not reluctantly keep the law while their mind planted countless ways to exploit the poor. In the Gospel, the Pharisees evaluated Jesus through the outside act when he sat at the same table with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus reminded them that what pleases God is their love for others, not by superficial keeping of the law. Analysis Reading 1. I will send famine upon the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. If the sinners don't repent, they must receive the corresponding punishment. The prophet Amos accused the Israelites of their two main sins: disrespect in their worship. They reluctantly attended liturgy while their body was in front of God, their mind wandered around all different places. They thought of what they were going to do to earn money, and they wished the Sabbath to be quickly over so that they could do them. They worshiped God by their mouth and thought that it was enough to please God by keeping outward ceremonies. They never thought that they must reform their life and change their unjust life toward others. This proved that they worshiped God only on outside, but their minds were far away from God. They didn't care about the two basic laws, to love God and others. Violating justice. They devised ways to get rich by unjustly treating the poor, such as improper trade. Amos accused them, "You will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating." Ephah is the standard measure for wheat and can be made smaller by twisting it. Shekel is used in balanced scales, can be made heavier by putting more lead on its base. The handle of the balance can be cheated. You can cheat using the handle of the balance by adjusting the balancing point. In brief, they had countless points to become rich without concern for the buyer's situation, whether they were widows or poor people. Value money more than human dignity. Amos accused them. They buy the lowly man for silver and the poor man for a pair of sandals. When the borrowers couldn't pay their debt, they seized them as slaves. Deceiving. To deceive buyers, they put good wheat on the top of the container while putting bad wheat underneath it. Both of these sins are against God because whatever they do to others, they do to God. The corresponding punishments. Amos told them that God's punishments shall quickly happen, and they shall have no time to prepare for them. On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun set at midday and cover the earth with darkness in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentations. I will cover the loins of all with sackcloth and make every head bald. I will make them mourn as for an only son and bring their day to a bitter end. Thirst for God's words. People have a tendency to be afraid of physical hunger and thirst, but never think of the spiritual famine. If we consider damages, a spiritual famine is more severe because it makes people live in falsehood without a purpose, and especially, they shall be dead forever. The prophet Amos declared, "Yes, days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send famine upon the earth, upon the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. Then shall they wander from sea to sea and rove from the north to the east in search of the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it." The Israelites listened to God's words through the prophets. If there were no prophets, they shall have had no chance to listen to God's words. The history of the Old Testament showed the fulfillment of Amos's prophecy. Because after the prophet Malachi, about 5th BC, the Israelites didn't see any prophets in their nation for about 500 years. If the spiritual life of the Israelites with the prophet's presence were that bad, when there were no prophets, the spiritual life of the future generations shall be beyond human imagination. Gospel. Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. The Pharisees' reaction. To them, the tax collector like Matthew was considered a public sinner, as are prostitutes. But because he helped the Roman emperor to exploit his own people. To them, a tax collector like Matthew was considered a public sinner because he helped the Roman emperor exploit his own people. Prostitutes are also considered sinners. Therefore, when they saw Jesus sit at the same table with Matthew and his companions, they said to Jesus' disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" If we consider only the human aspect, they had a reason to criticize Jesus because, like most Vietnamese parents, they often teach their children, "If you live near the ink, you shall be dark, and if you live near the lamp, you shall be light. You shall be as light." But this consideration can't be true to the experienced, the righteous, and especially to Jesus. Jesus' reaction, he answered them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" Physically, if a doctor is afraid of catching a disease from a patient, he can't come close to the patient to heal him. But Jesus compared him. Jesus is compared to him. Jesus compares himself like the healer of spiritual sickness, though he hates sins. But he must be close to sinners and find ways to lead them back. Jesus invited them to examine two things. First, God loves those who have mercy more than of their sacrifice, because sacrifices are animals without souls, but mercy brings back to God his children. Second, if the Pharisees carefully examined their conscience, they would find out that they are also in need of God's mercy because they are sinners. Only because of pride and self-labeling themselves as the righteous, they shall not receive God's mercy. Application in life. We can't live our religion by only participating in superficial worship through outside ceremonies. We must truly repent of our soul, expressed by a life of justice and love. We shouldn't evaluate others through their position or outside acts, but through their desire to know the truth and to want to live a better life.